The glory of Nam is infinite. I sacrifice myself on the Satguru. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Namaki Mahima Aparampar, page 247. In a very short time, the difficulties and afflictions flee from one within whose temple of mind the Satguru always resides. There is no bigger support than Nam. Kabir and Nanak meditated upon Nam. They illuminated the world. Reciting the Nam of the Lord, Mira drank the cup of poison. Adorn your life with Nam every day, with regularity. Whoever remained indifferent to God has wasted his birth. The life of him who meditated upon Nam became successful. Whoever boarded the ship of Nam has crossed over. Nam and those who meditate upon it know the glory of Nam. Ajab, after getting attached to the feet of Kripal, has sung his glory millions of times. Whoever came to the door of the Master, his boat has crossed over. The glory of Nam is infinite. I sacrifice myself on the Satguru. Namaki Mahima Aparampar, page 247.
Nam ki mehima aparampar janva satguru ke baniha Nam ki mehima aparampar janva satguru ke baniha फलक चपकते कत जाते हैं उसके काष्ट कलेश जिसके मन मंदिर में रहते सतगुरु जी हमेश फलक चपकते खत जाते हैं उसके काष्ट कलेश जिसके मन मंदिर में रहते सतगुरु जी हमेश और नाम से बदा नहीं है कोई भी आदार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार जान वसा सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम की महिमा अपरंपार जान व सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम जपा कबीर ननक ने जग में किया उजाला लेकर प्रभु का नाम पी गई मीर जहर पियाला नाम जपा कबीर ननक ने जग में किया उजाला लेकर प्रभु का नाम पी गई मीर जहर पियाला नित नियम से करो नाम से जीवन का शिंगार नाम की महिमा परम्पार जान व सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम की महिमा परम्पार जान व सतगुरु के बलिहार प्रभु से बेमुख रहा जो कोई उसने जन्म गवाया उसका जीवन सफल हो गया जिसने नाम दे आया Rabu se be mukara jo koi usne janam gavaya uska jivan जो बिचारा नाम की नहीं उतर के आ बावफा नाम की महिमा परम्पा जानवा सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम की महिमा परम था जानवा सतगुरु के बलिहार नाम की महिमा नाम ही जाने जिस नाम दे आया जब कृपा के चरनी लग के खोती खोती अश गाया नाम की महिमा नाम ही जाने जिसे नाम ले आया जाय कृपा के चरनी लग के खोती खोती अश गाया जो भी द्वारे आया गुरु के उसके बेदा पा नाम की महिमा परम पा जानवा सतगुरु के बढ़िया नाम की महिमा परम पा जानवा सतगुरु के बलिहार
The glory of Nam is infinite. I sacrifice myself on the Satguru. And 3 weeks from now, there'll be a one-day meditation retreat celebrating Sanchi's birth. It'll be all day, Saturday, September 14th. There are schedules at the book table, and local initiates who want to take meals at the ashram, please let us know so we know how many to cook for. And initiates wishing to attend and needing overnight accommodations, please sign up as soon as possible. And the links for the online sign-up pages are in the email that was sent out yesterday. And we will continue in Russell's book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with Ajaib. And last time we read a talk that Sanchi, that Russell gave at the end when he came back from the end of the 1985 tour. And now this, well, we pick up there. So Russell writes, the following December, I saw him again at his ashram in Rajasthan. And when I returned, I said this at the satsang hall at Sanpani Ashram. January 12th, 1986. So Russell said, I have been aware of how much the Master loves us, insofar as I can be. As Master Kripal used to say, if we really knew how much he loved us, we'd be dancing in the streets. I've been shown the Master's love in the past, but I think on this trip, it was not only that I was bathed in that love from the beginning to the end, but I was confronted with the challenge that that love carries. It's not enough just to be loved by the Master. What are we going to do with that love? What are its implications? How is it going to bear itself out in our life? It's the most important fact in the universe that God incarnates himself in the form of a human being in order to love us. In order to love us, that is, in a way that we can take hold of. He loves us anyway, or he wouldn't have come in the first place. Sancho used to say, he came down in order to love. If he comes down, then we know that he loves us, not as an article of faith or a matter of theology, but as a fact. We're confronted with it. He loves us, and that forces us, to the degree that we can grasp it, to live up to the implications of it. And that's not an easy thing to do. In fact, it's frightening to grasp the full implications of the dimensions of the Master's love for us. The underground room experience, always, as I've often said, seems to me to explain the trip each year. I feel that what happens at the underground room sheds its light back onto the rest of the trip so that we come away understanding. We look back through the focus of the lens of the underground room. And the Master allows us to participate beyond our abilities in that which made him a master. It's an amazing privilege and a great blessing. I know I don't need to tell people that, but each year, as we go to the underground room courtyard, I get very excited. This year, in the courtyard, my heart was beating very rapidly, and I was totally keen. And in the talk that he gave there, which we'll read in a couple of minutes, he mentioned the love of the Master toward us that manifests itself in the loving care of the Master for us. And not only for us. Another theme that came up, maybe not so much in the satsangs, in the public talks, although it seemed to me to be there between the lines, but which Sanchi mentioned to me privately, and that is his care for the rest of the world. There is no doubt that this is demanding a great deal of him. I need not go into detail about it. If someone from the last century who believed in the gradual progress of humanity, and who had, after all, lived 50 or 60 years without a major war, if that person were plunked down into the world as it is today, instead of being impressed with the progress that we've made, he would probably run screaming for the nearest time warp. The world has gone mad, and it does affect the Master. He has to deal with it. I don't pretend to be an authority on exactly what he does to deal with it, or what effect it has. I know that part of it has to do with maintaining the balance, so that his initiates can continue to get to see him. That's a small part of the whole. And that balance is a delicate one with a lot of ramifications too, both in spiritual and mundane circles. He talked to me about helping Judith with the groups in order to make it clear to everybody that it's very important that when we go there to see him, we go only for that reason. This has always been true spiritually, and now it is true politically as well, because any deviation on the part of anyone in any one group ruins his credibility in the eyes of the government in Rajasthan, where he lives, as well as the central government in Delhi, both of which are very aware of our groups, and they watch us very closely. And he told me that the government knows that he is non-political, and they take his word that everyone who goes there only for spiritual reasons. Every month, he gives them a list of exactly who is coming. And they believe him. And that list is gotten from Judith. If it turns out that that list is inaccurate, Or if anybody travels in India and does anything, even quite inadvertently, which could bring discredit on them, it will bring discredit on the groups as a whole and could very well threaten the whole program. So he told me to be very strong and to make sure that everyone understands that, quote, there is no doing business in India, no traveling. Strict conformity with the way the groups are set up is absolutely necessary. This has now become not only spiritually important for us to get the most out of our trip, but necessary in order that the trips can continue. Anyone who takes any of this lightly runs the risk of ruining the whole thing for everybody. And Sanchi told me very clearly that he will not support people who do not conform to the way the groups are set up. I feel very strongly, and I have reason from things that he has said to this, reason from things that he said to say this also. I feel very strongly that we cannot take anything for granted. Going to see the master on a regular basis is a great privilege. It's not a right. As Master Kripal said to me about Sant Bani Ashram many years ago, no one has a claim on it. And that is exactly true of the privilege of going to see the master. No one has a claim on it. It is something that we are granted. If it is costly, if it costs us difficulty and pain to get there, then that is exactly what it is worth. As Kabir said, if you want to approach the wonderland of love, come with your head on your palm as an offering. So we cannot take the trips for granted. We cannot assume that they're going to go on indefinitely in the routine way. We cannot assume that we can ignore the instructions that Judith sends out and then just go anyway. There are now roughly twice as many people applying for each group than the group can fit, so the pressure is intense. Naturally, those people who scrupulously follow the instructions as given are going to be the ones who end up going, not those who ignore them. So all of this ties together. And I think if we humbly and sweetly cooperate, both here before we go and in India once we get there, and do not assume that we are exceptions, then we have a much better chance of continuing to have these trips. We cannot assume that it doesn't apply to us. And when we are in the ashram, of course, it goes without saying to make the best use of it. Then maybe they will go on forever. Maybe. There is no doubt that Sanchi is very much preoccupied. I felt this when he was giving talks and in satsang, that he was fully with us, as usual. But at other times, it seemed clear to me that he was far, far away. He has a lot to do. As Jesus said to his disciples, I have other sheep who are not of this flock. We don't know the full scope of what he has to do. We can't even begin to guess that. But as he said to me when I was in his room, wherever there is suffering, I am compelled to go there. And there is a lot of suffering, not just where his initiates are suffering, although that especially perhaps, but he loves everybody. From the point of view of God, remember, whether we are initiated or not is just a matter of time. It is not a matter of eternity. Sooner or later, every soul will come back to God. because it is a part of him and it can't be kept separate forever. Even though for the moment only those who can see it that way are actively engaged in returning to him. Naturally, the master takes care of them first, but not only them. It seemed to me this time that his face was the thinnest of masks, masking the radiant blaze of the light behind it. Sometimes, in some circumstances, it would seem that that light was just spilling out of him, all around, making an aura that went on for miles, it seemed. Other times, I would see the thinnest of veils separating us from the glory of God in its fullness. Inherent in the fact of incarnation is the pain of the human condition. That is what is meant by God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. That Son is the Logos, the Word, the Shabd power. And every time it incarnates in the human body, it voluntarily and lovingly takes on the pain of the human condition just to make it easier for us. By allowing us to work hard, by allowing us to go into the underground room where the final perfection of a soul occurred, by allowing us to laugh and joke with him, to participate in his quality, we might say, by allowing all that, he gives us a chance. And this is the talk that Sanchi gave January 4th, 1986, just before we all went down into the underground room. And Sanchi said, "I thank that God Kripal, who left his eternal home, where there's no confusion, no suffering, and leaving that home, he came into this world, which is full of suffering, for our sake. Even if a person in ignorance says that after coming into this world, which is full of suffering, that he will not have any suffering, that he will have a peaceful life, how can you expect not to suffer? How can you expect to have peace when this world is so full of suffering? Neither the wealthy ones are happy, nor the poor ones are happy. Neither the illiterate are happy, nor the learned are happy. I mean to say that there's no one who's happy in this world. There is no peace. There's no happiness in this world. If there is any peace or happiness, it is only by connecting ourselves with the Nam. I have said a lot about this place, and a lot has been published in Sanpani magazine. And you would have read that, how God Kripal ordered this poor Ajab to go underground and do meditation. He told me that I didn't have to come out, that whenever he would want, he would come himself to see me. Whenever the master makes any promise, he fulfills it. So, according to his word, he came there whenever he wanted. And with sincerity, devotion, and love, he took care of the soul of this poor Ajab. Hazur used to say that if the disciple takes one step, the master walks toward him 50 steps and helps him, and he takes care of the disciple. We come to know about how Master welcomes us only when our soul is perfected and taken care of by him. When a son who has not been to his home for a long time comes back home, the parents are very happy because they have been waiting there, yearning for that son. And they gather together all sorts of things to welcome him. They're very happy because the son has come back. In the same way, Master also welcomes us when he protects our soul, when he takes our soul back to our real home. We understand the taste of the pleasures of the world as sweet and good, as long as we have not tasted the nectar of Shabad Nam. Guru Nanak Sahib says that you can have only one taste at a time. When we get the taste of Shabad Nam, then all the tastes of the pleasures of the world go away and seem useless. We are in the new year. We have already entered it. In the new year, we send New Year's greetings and best wishes to our relatives, to our friends, and to our dear ones. And we get greetings and best wishes from our relatives also. They wish us a long life. Some people wish us that this new year may bring a lot of happiness and prosperity. In the same way, I also congratulate all of you heartily. I also wish that in this new year, you all may do a lot of bhajan and simran, so that you also may become successful in this path. And we will leave off at that point. And a couple of weeks ago, we began reading a satsang talk that Master Kripal gave in Chicago on the 1972 World Tour. And this was published in the February 1973 Satsandesh under the title Little, Little Things. And last time, Master was saying he was beginning to list some of the good things, the helpful things on this path. And first of all, he mentioned we must stand on our own legs, earn our own living, have a good sattvic diet, and be careful that it is cooked with hands in the remembrance of God. And the second thing, we should always be careful not to look down on people that we might think that we are important people and other people are not so important. And the third thing was forgive and forget. Anyone wrongs you, just forgive and forget. And we'll pick up at that point. The fourth thing is chastity of thought, word, and deed. Even if any unchaste thoughts enter your mind, you think of them, your whole body is poisoned from head down to foot. Others do not know, but you know. Sometimes people say, "Oh, we don't do anything, we simply enjoy." They're just talking of such like things, you see, unchaste thoughts. But those very things affect you. As I explained to you the other day, every thought has its effect. As you sow, so it is sown. Whether it is done in a frivolous way, it affects. So there is chastity of eyes. Don't look to others with lustful thoughts or with any rancor rankling in your mind or any enmity or thinking that the other man, he's no good. And for the ears, just don't hear anything evil about others, because a little thought comes to you and that awakens doubt. And we begin to doubt that man a bit about what we have heard. But he may be all right. So for that reason, don't believe anything that anyone tells you, like, "Oh, I have heard, I have seen," unless you hear for your own self with your ears and see with your own eyes. And then comes chastity of tongue. Anything which is not of sattvic character, you will become fond of it. You will think, "Oh, it is very delicious. and then that will affect your stomach. So what is wanted is chastity of everything: eyes, ears, tongue, skin also. In these little things, we receive infection from others, and that's the main thing. Chastity in itself is a blessing. As I told you, married life, in accordance with the scriptures, is no bar to spirituality. It is companionship, a sacrament, not a contract. God has given you a companion to help each other on the earthly sojourn, in weal or woe, and to help each other to know God. And then, for begetting children whenever they are wanted. So a life of self-restraint is a blessing, you see. Those who keep it, they will feel blessings in their body. And that chastity has its own thought by radiation. I'm telling you, each thought has its own color and its own fragrance. So beware, thoughts are very potent. This is the fourth thing. Where there is chastity, all virtues will find an abode in you. Your mind will be at rest. And whenever you sit, you will progress wonderfully. And a fifth thing is, don't work as the unpaid apprentices of the CID of God. And CID means Confidential Investigation Department. In India, that's like their FBI. Oh, he is like that. He is like this. He is like that. Well, you're always looking after that. But God is there too. He will look after it. If you've got any friend who's clearly doing something wrong, you may tell him privately and politely, oh, this is not good. Don't spoil your life. I have love for you. But don't broadcast it like a plague rabbit going around everywhere. And sometimes we say, oh, you know how wonderful I am? If you want, then just let others say that you are wonderful. These things are based on what is lying in the depths of your hearts. Out of the abundance of his heart, a man speaks. So for this reason, don't think evil of anybody, because as you think, so you become. If you're always thinking, oh, he is bad, then you will get infected with that. I read a book once when I was in school that said that some missionaries went to Japan and preached one commandment of Moses, don't strike your woman. The people were leading very innocent lives, and they asked, is it in your country that they beat women? And the result was, after a year's preaching, they began to beat women. I have seen men, foremost preachers in society, who preach, don't drink, don't drink. But privately, they do drink. I've seen this, I tell you. Don't drink, don't drink. And all the time they're thinking of drinking, are they not? Maybe the word don't is there, but drinking is also there. And then you will say, all right, let's see what it's all about. So, as you think, so you become. And further, we criticize others. We should criticize ourselves as we criticize others. Just mind your own business. If you have a friend whom you love, you can tell him privately, please don't do it. And what more can you do? Unless a man in his heart of hearts feels that he has done wrong, he won't follow you. The man will go by the dictates of his mind. If he is convinced that what he is doing is really wrong, then he will listen to you. Otherwise, not. So, wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. So reform your own self, and then you will reform many men around you. People judge by what they see, not by the words that you express or preach. So example is better than precept. You see, you have been given a diary for that. Criticize yourself as you would criticize others. Put down your failures and weed them out. Don't simply say, "Oh, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner." Then you will become a sinner. God knows. If you would weed them out, then it's all right. And for that, you have to keep diaries. And we will leave off at that point. And we'll continue the satsang talk that Sanchi gave here on, I believe it was July 26th, 1996. This was published on the title, "This Human Body is Precious."
दूसरे दे गुण देखो गुण ग्रहण की आदत पाओ गुण कट्ठे करो अवगुण है जिहड़े आप दे अंदरों बाहर के बाहर कढ़ दिओ
सो गुरु नानक देव जी महाराज सेज दैट यू मेक द हैबिट ऑफ लुकिंग एट योर ओन फॉल्ट्स लुक एट योर ओन फॉल्ट्स एंड लुक एट द गुड क्वालिटीज ऑफ अदर्स एंड रिमूव ऑल द बैड क्वालिटीज ऑल द फॉल्ट्स विच यू हैव इन योर विद इन टेक देम आउट
अगर कोई अवगुण हो भी जाता है तो उस दा पछतावा करो पछतावा कन्ना नु हाथ लाओ कि असीं फेर नहीं करांगे
इफ यू मेक अ फॉल्ट इफ यू मेक अ मिस्टेक यू रिपेंट फॉर इट यू रिपेंट दैट यू विल नेवर डू दैट अगेन
आवे गुण छोड़ गुणा को तावो कारी आवे गुण पछताही जियो सारे आप सर की सार न जाने फिर कीच बुढ़ाही जियो
मैं कई दफा पहला भी ये कहानी सुनाई है कि एक महात्मा सी उसके दो चेले सी उन्होंने देखा कि पिछो ये ना कहन कि कोई फैसला नहीं करके गया झगड़ते ना रह कि मैं दा वारस बनना सीगा उन्होंने दोनों दो जानवर दिते कि इन्हों उस जगह कतल करके आना है जिथे कोई देखे ना एक तो उन्होंने महात्मा की तलीम के मुताबिक अंदर जाता सीगा अंदर जुड़िया होया सी महात्मा प्रगट किया सी दूसरा सिर्फ चतरी सी गल्लां दा गल्लां नाल ही सारा कुछ ठीक करता सीगा उसने थोड़ा जा पासे होया वो जानवर का गला दबाया लिया के रखता महाराज जी कोई नहीं देखता सीगा मैं आ कर लेंदा है जेड़ा दूसरा अंदरूनी राज दा वाकफ सीगा उसने बथेरा आप दियाँ अखा भी बंद कीतियाँ जानवर दियाँ भी कीतियाँ होर बड़ियाँ डूंगियाँ डूंगियाँ खड्डा विच भी गया लेकिन कोई ऐसी जगह ना दिसी उसनू थियाई जिथे कि वह परमात्मा या उहदा गुरु जिहड़ा महात्मा ने नाम दिता सी वह ना देखता होवे उहने लिया के महात्मा दे अगे रख दिता कहण लग्या जी आपदा हुक्म सीगा कि उत्थे कतल करियो जिथे कोई देखे ना मैं आप दियां भी अखां बंद कीतियां इहदियां भी कीतियां बड़ियां डूंघियां खड्डा विच भी गया लेकिन कोई ऐसी जगह नहीं सी जिस जगह तुसीं परमात्मा नहीं देखता सीगा सो आ थोड़ा जानवर है महात्मा ने उठ के उस नूं छाती नाल लाया कि मैनू खुशी है तू मेरी तलीम ते अमल कीता है
आई हैव टोल्ड यू दिस स्टोरी बिफोर ऑल्सो इट इज अबाउट अ महात्मा हू हैड टू डिसाइपल्स एंड ही थॉट दैट आई शुड सॉल्व दिस मैटर ऑफ द सक्सेसरशिप बिफोर आई लीव अदरवाइज आफ्टर आई लीव दे विल फाइट अमंग देमसेल्व्स दे विल से दैट दे बोथ विल से दैट दे आर द सक्सेसर इन दैट वे दे विल फाइट So in order to test them, he gave both of them an animal each and he told them that you go and take this animal and you kill them. at a place where nobody sees you doing that. So they both took the animals and they both went their way. One of the disciples had lived his life according to the teachings of his master, and he had understood the master. He used to go in the within, and he had understood the reality of the master. The other disciple of the master was very clever, and he was that kind of person who wants to achieve everything only by talking. So he just went a little bit further away. He strangled that animal and he brought back to the master, and he said that, "Master, this is the animal and you had asked me to kill him, and I have killed him, and nobody was seeing me doing that." The other disciple who used to go in the within and who was the knower of the real secret of the master, he went to many different places. He closed his own eyes, he closed the eyes of the animal. He went into very deep underground places, in very deep dark places, but still he was not able to kill that animal, because everywhere he was seeing his master, everywhere he was seeing God Almighty looking at him, so he could not kill that animal. So he brought back that animal alive, saying that, "Master, it was your order that I should kill this animal at a place where nobody would be seeing me, but I'm sorry I could not do that, because everywhere either you or God Almighty were looking at me, and I could not do that because you had said that I should kill it only when nobody was looking at me." So Master became very pleased with him, and he embraced him and he made him his successor.
Pyareo sade ved shastra gwahi parde hai ke satguru shabd de vich aunda hai, shabd da hi prachar karda hai, shabd de vich ja ke samanda hai. ਜਦੋਂ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹੁਤ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਐਸੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਕੋਈ ਇਹ ਪਰੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਸੱਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਚਿੱਕੜ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਬੜਾਂਗੇ? ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਿਰ ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਾਂਗੇ? ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਾਂਗੇ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ? ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੱਗੇ ਬੋਲਾਂਗੇ, ਜਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ? ਜੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਅਫਸਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ।
Dear ones, even our Vedas and Shastras and all the holy scriptures, they bear this testimony. They all say that the perfect masters come from within the Shabda. They live with the Shabda, and finally they go back and merge themselves in the Shabda. And when the master, who is the form of the Shabad, gives us the initiation, in the form of the Shabad, he takes his seat within us, he resides within us, and he is always present within us. Right after, since the time of our initiation with him, he is always present with us, and he does not leave us until he has taken us back to the Shabad. So when that Shabad form of the master is residing within us, if we know this, will we ever lie to other? Will we criticize anyone? Because if we are lying, it means that we are lying to the master. If we are criticizing, we are criticizing our master. So will we ever get ourselves dirty in the dirt of this world? Will we ever indulge in the pleasures once we realize that our master is always present within us in the form of the Shabad?
So Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, sar afsar ki sar na jaane, phir keech badahi jiyo.
So Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that those who do not understand the reality, they do not know the difference between the opportunities, good and the bad opportunities, again and again they go and they make themselves dirty in the dirt of the passions.
Sare apsar ki sar na jaane, phir keech budahi jiyo. ਅੰਤਰ ਮੈਲ ਲੋਭ ਬਹੁ ਝੂਠੇ, ਬਾਹਰ ਨਾਵੋ ਕਾਹੀ ਜਿਓ।
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੀ ਮੈਲ ਲਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਜੋ ਉਪਾਅ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਲ ਤਾਂ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ, ਝੂਠ ਦੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ, ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਦੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਟਾਕਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ to remove the dirt of the soul. He talks about those people who have not yet got the Naam initiation. He says that our soul has the dirt of the falsehood, the criticism, the passions. So he says that those people who have not yet got the Naam initiation, in order to remove the dirt of the soul, they are taking the outer means and outer rites and rituals.
ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਝੂਠ ਦੀ ਮੈਲ ਹੈ, ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਣ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਛੱਡ ਦੀਏ, ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਚੂਲੀ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਛੱਡ ਦੀਏ, ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਹੀਰਖਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਹੀਰਖਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਛੱਡ ਦੀਏ.
We try to remove the impurity of our soul by using the outer water. But what is required? We should remove the impurity or the dirt of the criticism. If we are jealous towards anyone, we should give up the jealousy. If we are saying lies, we should give up that impurity. So these are the things which we need to give up from our within.
Antar mail lob boho chuthe bahar na wo kahi jiyo nirmal na ਸਾਦੇ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਅੰਤਰ ਕੀ ਗਤ ਤਾਹੀ ਜਿਓ.
ਕੀ ਕਰੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੋ. ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਕਰ ਦੇਗਾ. ਨਾਮ ਸੱਚਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸੱਚਾ ਕਰ ਦੇਗਾ.
What you should do, you should go to the feet of the perfect master and get the naam from him. Naam is holy, he will make you holy. Naam is pure, he will make you pure. Naam is the truth, he will make you the true one.
Sach parana naathiya naam na maila hoy.
The truth never becomes old, the naam never becomes dirty.
Nirmal naam japo sade gur mukh antar ki gat tahi jiyo pare har lob ninda udte aago ਸੱਚ ਗੁਰ ਬਚਨੀ ਫਲ ਪਾਹੀ ਜਿਓ.
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹਦਾਇਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਤੋਂ ਵਰਜਦੇ ਹੈ. ਸਭ ਸੰਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਅਗਲੇ ਦੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦਾ ਬੋਝਾ ਚੁੱਕਣਾ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਜਿਹਦੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਉਹਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਪ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਖਾਤੇ ਜਮ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਗੁਣ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜਿਹਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਖਾਤੇ ਜਮ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਣਗੇ.
Now lovingly he says that you should obey the advices, follow the instructions of the saints, of the masters. The masters tell us that we should abstain from the criticism. Master Sawan Singh ji used to say that when we are criticizing other people, what we are doing, we are getting the effect of all the bad karmas from his account. His bad karmas are transferring to our account. And all our good deeds, all our good karmas go into the account of the person whom we criticize.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji bhi kehnde hai, nindya pali kahu ki nahi, becha koi papi hai, wo aapde vaste karda hai, assi nindya karke oda bojha kyun chukiye bhai. Nindya pali kahu ki nahi, man mukh mugd karan, muh kaal itna nindaka narke kor pavan.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that no one's criticism is good, even if one is a grave sinner, but still to criticize him is not good for us. If he is doing anything wrong, he is doing it for his own self. Why should we criticize him and carry his burden on our head? So Guru Nanak Sahib says that no one's criticism is good. The manmukhs, they, in order to please their mind, they criticize others, and those who criticize others, their faces are blackened.
ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕੌਣ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਥੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਚੰਗਾ ਨਾ ਬਣ ਜਾਵੇ, ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
Those who criticize others, their faces are blackened and they go in the deep hell. Dear ones, who criticizes others, only he who thinks that he is the best of all, he is better than all, and he who has the egoism, he who has the pride in him, he is the only one who criticizes others.
ਮੈਂ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਇਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਨ, ਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਵੇਟ ਟਾਈਮ 'ਚ ਕਰਨ, ਨਾ ਆਪਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਉਹ ਇਜਾਜ਼ਤ ਦੇਣ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰੋ.
This is my personal experience that the perfect masters, they never criticize anyone, they themselves never criticize anyone, nor do they teach their disciples to criticize others, neither they criticize anyone in the satsang nor in their private time, and they never allow their dear ones also to criticize others.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde si har indri de andar koi na koi swad hai, nindya jehdi hai eh bina lajjat ton hai, ida na khatti hai na mithi hai, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਚਿੰਬੜ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦਾ ਇਹ ਖਿਹੜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਦੀ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਐਵਰੀ ਆਰਗਨ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸਮ ਟੇਸਟ, ਬਟ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ, ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਟੇਸਟ, ਨੀਦਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਵੀਟ ਨਾਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਾਵਰ, ਬਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਲੇਜਰ ਦੈਟ ਵਨਸ ਵਨ ਗੈਟਸ ਅਟੈਚ ਟੂ ਇਟ, ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲੀਵ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਅਲੋਨ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੀਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਛੱਡ ਦਿਓ, ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਛੱਡ ਦਿਓ, ਦੁਬਧਾ ਛੱਡ ਦਿਓ, ਹੀਰਖਾ ਛੱਡ ਦਿਓ, ਜਲਨ ਛੱਡ ਦਿਓ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ.
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡਰਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ, what you should do, you should give up the criticism, you should give up the duality, you should give up telling the lies, you should give up the jealousy, because God Almighty is the one who has given everything to everyone.
Pare har lob ninda koodte aago sach gor bachni phal paahi jiyo ਜਿਉ ਪਾਵੇ ਤਿਉ ਰਾਖੋ ਹਰ ਜਿਉ ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਲਾਹੀ ਜਿਉ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਰੂਪ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਦਮਨੀ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਗਏ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਗਤ ਦਾ ਜੋੜੇ ਛਾੜਨ ਵਾਲਾ, ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਅੱਜ ਜੋ ਕੋਈ ਖੜ੍ਹ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਭੁੱਲੜ ਜੀਵ ਹੈ, ਹੁਣ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ ਲੈ, ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਤੇਥੋਂ ਵਿਛੜ ਕੇ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਠੋਕਰਾਂ ਖਾਧੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਬੜੇ ਮੈਂ ਜਨਮ ਦੇਖ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਥੱਕ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਬਲ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਤੇਥੋਂ ਵਿਛੜ ਕੇ ਰੋਂਦਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਫਿਰਦਾ, ਤੜਫਦਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਫਿਰਦਾ, ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰ. ਸੱਚੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਸੱਚੀ ਆਜੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਓਨਰ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਕੰਪੀਟੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਓਮਨੀਪੋਟੈਂਟ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੇ ਸਟੈਂਡ ਅਪ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੰਬਲ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੀਕ ਸੋਲ, ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਪੂਅਰ ਵਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਯੂ ਬਲੈਸ ਮੀ, ਯੂ ਫਰਗੀਵ ਮੀ, ਯੂ ਸ਼ਾਵਰ ਯੂਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਅਪੋਨ ਮੀ, ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੀਕ ਐਂਡ ਹੰਬਲ ਪਰਸਨ, ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਲੋਲੀ ਵਨ, and now I have taken refuge at your in your feet, so you kindly shower your grace and you bless me, you forgive me for all my faults. They are never proud of their own selves. They say that, O Lord, if it was in our hands, why we would have wandered here and there, and now I am tired, I have wandered enough, finally give me the refuge in your at your feet, you kindly shower your grace upon me.
And we'll conclude our satsang with Guru Arjan's bhajan, Sasa Sasa Simaro Gobinda, page 163. Remember Gobind with every breath, so that the worries of your mind may go away. Listen to the teachings of the perfect Guru, and see the Parabrahm as near. Give up the bad desires and the waves of the mind. O mind, long for the dust of the saints. Giving up egoism, make the request for liberation, and cross the ocean of fire with the sadhu's company. Collect the wealth of God and fill yourself. Nanak bows down to the perfect guru. Remember Gobind with your every breath, so that the worries of your mind may go away.
Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Pure gur ka sun upadesha, pure gur ka sun upadesha. Para brahmani katkarpeka, para brahmani katkarpeka. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Asa anita tyago taranga, asa anita tyago taranga. Santa janaki durmana manga, Santa janaki durmana manga. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Apachora bena tikaro, apachora bena tikaro. Sada sanga agana sagataro, Sada Sangha Agana Sagartaro. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Sas sas simro Gobinda, man antar ki utre chinta. Haradana ke barale ho bandara, Haradana ke barale ho bandara. नानक कूर पूरे नमस्कार नानक कूर पूरे नमस्कार सास सास सिमरो गोबिंद मन अंतर की उतरे चिंत सास सास सिमरो गोबिंद मन अंतर की उतरे चिंत
Remember Gobind with your every breath so that the worries of your mind may go away. May God bless us all.